Hey, this is Steve Goss, sitting across from Mara Davis, who's ready to tell us what's happening music-wise in Atlanta this weekend. Hey, Mara, what's in the mix this morning?
Oh, there's so much. I mean, we talked a lot about this over lunch last week. Let's start off with Chastain. You know, we're wrapping up with Chastain.
Gradually.
Ben Rector is going to be playing there, and he's got a huge radio hit called Brand New, and he got his start, actually, and you hear this about a lot of different artists. He won the John Lennon songwriting contest in the pop category, so he's really starting to blow up. He's got a huge following.
Originally from Oklahoma, another one of those Oklahoma artists. He lives in Nashville now, but he's not really a country singer. So he's one of those Nashville artists who are bucking the trend living in the music city, so to speak.
That's Ben Rector at Chastain tonight.
Y'all ready to stomp your feet a little bit?
There's an Americana singer from Los Angeles who's playing the Tabernacle also tonight. And he's been in town a couple times since we've been doing this feature. He's the guy that wrote a couple songs for Crazy Heart, the movie, including The Weary Kind, which is a great song.
It's so great. We always talk about Ryan Bingham because he's a fantastic live act, singer-songwriter. He's got his fifth album out called Fear and Saturday Night. And here's something that I love about him. When he was asked recently about who he wants to have a dream collaboration with, Dolly Parton.
Oh.
I mean, it's my dream collaboration, too.
All across this distant land, one thing's for sure, honey, I'll be gone. Tell my mother I miss the soul, no, no.
That's Ryan Bingham at the Tabernacle tonight. So one of the biggest bands of the 90s was Not a Surf, which really means just kind of nothing. So they have so many catchy hits. Now, Popular was the huge song that everybody knew and loved. And I think that it's one of those, like, behind the music documentaries where they have this huge song and the label's like, let's get another album and we don't hear another single. And that's kind of happened with Not a Surf, but they've been still rocking out. They've got a new album from this year called You Know Who You Are. They never stopped touring or recording. They took a couple breaks by like opening a record store and like having kids and things like that, but they're still rocking out.
They were on NPR earlier this year. Matthew Cause, I really like, he's very melodic voice, poppy sound, in a good way, I think. I like this band.
Yeah, they're very likable, yeah. Easy to listen, not easy listening, but
easy to listen to.
That's right.
Right, yeah.
That's Not a Surf at Terminal West tonight. All right, Steve, there are a couple of festivals that I want to focus on that are happening Saturday and Sunday. So on Saturday, it's Project Pabst, like Pabst Brew Ribbon in East Atlanta. And this is actually only happening in a couple of other cities in Portland, Denver, and Philly. So it's very cool that Atlanta's part of that, you know, groovy hipster city code there. And this is happening all over East Atlanta at events at like the Earl, 529, in the basement. But it's a really mixed up lineup. I like it a lot. Mastodon, Charles Bradley, Santa Gold, one of my local favorites, Curtis Harding, is going to be playing there. So a lot of variety in that one.
Run the Jewels LP and Killer Mike are going to be performing.
Hey, you want to hear a good joke? Nobody speak, nobody get choked.
I think ground zero for this festival is right there at Flat Shoals in Glenwood, right in the heart of the AV. And like you mentioned, there's four cities that are doing it this year. And it's just on Saturday, this particular festival,
right,
for nine
right,
hours.
Right.
And there's a lot of other things going on. You can make your own vinyl recording if you want.
This is a vinyl.
Yeah,
I like it.
If you want. And there's graffiti art and video games. And, you know, I guess festivals now, the music is not enough. It's like going to a baseball game. You just can't watch the game.
That's right.
You got to do all the games, all the other little attractions. Attractions is the word.
And their logo is a big unicorn. What more do you need? The next festival I want to talk about is Saturday and Sunday, and that's at Chattahoochee Hills. And this is the Many Rivers to Cross Festival with a very cool lineup. I mean, some of the highlights, Dave Matthews, Matthews, Santana, John Legend, T.I., Jamie Foxx, Chris Rock. This is, you know, all talking about issues of social justice and human rights. There's going to be a social justice village. They'll have a mural village that's going to stretch 100 yards, showcasing the struggle of human rights. So this is more than just a concert. This is a very empowering experience, and it's very cool that it's coming to Atlanta.
But there's a lot of people participating, 30 different artists, three stages, and coincidentally or not, it's being held at the Bookert Farm, which is the location of Tomorrow World. And let's hope it doesn't rain.
Yeah.
But just in case, just in case, bring your boots. Bring your boots.
I would definitely do that. I think this is a great idea and a lot of big highlights, so definitely check it out. That's the Many Rivers to Cross Festival happening on Saturday and Sunday.
So if you're in town, you're sticking around and you don't want to head out of town for a festival or whatever, the Variety Playhouse has reopened. They've gone through their renovation and they've got quite an artist playing on Saturday night.
I'm so excited for the Variety to be reopened. It's gone through $1 million renovation. Now, I love the Variety the way it was, but it did need a nip and a tuck here and there, a little bit of a facelift, and they certainly got that. And what a way to bring the music back. Ricky Skaggs and Kentucky Thunder will be playing there, and I mean, bringing the bluegrass back. I mean, what Variety Playhouse is known for. I mean, they have such a diverse lineup of artists there, but talk about a legend. I mean, Ricky Skaggs, I don't know that there's an award in music that he hasn't won.
I don't think there is. He's played on dozens of albums. He's very prolific. He just keeps on performing and cranking it out.
Just bring out that mandolin guitar, banjo picking. He's the man. So check out the new Variety, brand new Variety Playhouse with Ricky Skaggs on Saturday night.
And look for a job in the town.
So on Sunday night, I want you to look out for a great three-piece. They really rock. British rockers, really high energy, foot stomping music, which with like a splash of like Papa Disco. I'm talking about Band of Skulls. One of these bands that they put out a lot of power for just three people, two guys and a lady.
Yeah, and they've been around for a while. Their fourth album, By Default, came out last spring, I believe.
Yeah, so I think this is going to be a rocker. Everybody who sees their shows, just they really love it. And it just goes to show you that even if you've been around for a while, you still got to hustle. You got to play those shows. You got to sell that merch, Steve.
You got to wear the little wristbands, the little glowy things.
Got to do it.
Yes.
Just like me. I got to wear my shirt to school the next day. That's Band of Skulls at Terminal West on Sunday night.
Perhaps an exact opposite of Band of Skulls is this next act called Post Monroe. They're playing in Eddie's Attic. To me, this is one of these country groups that how they look is just as important as how they sound, maybe even more so.
Well, let's not be judgy, Steve.
Well, I am judging them by...
Okay, they are beautiful.
I couldn't take my eyes off.
Ashley Hewitt, Whitney Duncan, and Shelby McLeod, they're adorable girls. They may be like a very young, a less rebellious Dixie Chicks situation. They sound really great. Their big hit has been Red Hot American Summer. They've all had like different solo projects, but now they're getting together. And Shelby is actually from Madison, Georgia. So shout out to Madison. Whoop, whoop. And they have great harmonies. And I think they're adorable. I like them a lot. That's Post Monroe at Eddie's Attic on Sunday night. Let's do another show at the Variety Playhouse since we're on the topic of them reopening. Sarah Jarosz is a great singer-songwriter. I mean, she is like country. She's folk. She's been nominated for Grammys. She is a really unique sounding. Like, her voice is one of those voices where, you know, like there's a Stevie Nicks and you would say nobody sounds like her. I think Sarah Jarosz has that same quality.
Yeah, she graduated from the New England Conservatory just 3 years ago, and Rolling Stone magazine called her a mandolin and banjo prodigy. She's really, really good.
That's Sarah Jarosz and Parker Millsap at the Variety Playhouse on Sunday night.
Blood races like a wave. This house wasn't meant for strangers, but you come knocking anyway. Thank you. I can hear you knocking on.